the House of Aeon. When coming out from the site of the Villa of Theseus, you will see in front of the entrance to the left a covered complex with mosaics named as the House of Aeon. These belong to a building which was located opposite the villa of the Roman proconsul. The precise plan of the building is unknown because excavations are still carried out. One of the walls of the house has been restored and includes a niche where a statue probably existed. The largest room, measuring 9 by 7.5 meters, was the reception room and the dining room at the same time, and is decorated with mosaic representations from Greek mythology. The other rooms on the east and north have mosaics with geometric patterns. The walls of the house were covered with murals, part of which has been restored and exposed in the Archaeological Museum of Paphos. The mosaics with mythological representations are made out of small tesserae, measuring 2 to 5 millimeters, and cover a great spectrum of colors. They are of fine workmanship, and craftsmen have achieved to render the volume and characteristics of the figures by using many hues. The panel, top right, represents the Epiphany of God Dionysus, a composition that recalls the Byzantine illustration of the birth of Jesus Christ. Newborn Dionysus sits on the lap of Hermes, while the three nymphs prepare his first bath. The three personifications of Theogonia, Nectar, and Ambrosia are also depicted, as well as Mount Nysa and Trophius, the future tutor of the newborn god. All figures are being referred by name on inscriptions in Greek. The way that God Dionysus is represented here as the god of wisdom and not as the god of wine and joy, as it was used before, is particularly important, given the time period that these mosaics were made. These mosaics date from the beginning of the 4th century AD, that is to say, the period during which Christianity already begins to spread in Cyprus. The nimbus around the head of baby Dionysus is also remarkable. On the panel top left, we see the meeting of Leda, the beautiful queen of Sparta, with Zeus, who, bedazzled by her beauty, was transformed into a swan in order to unite himself with her. After this union, Leda gave birth to 2 eggs. The twin brothers, Castor and Pollux, were born out of one of them, and beautiful Helen of Troy was born out of the other. On the panel, we see Leda getting prepared to take her bath in the river Eurotas, which is personified here as a fluvial god, while next to him is Lacedaemonia. Behind Leda are her followers, 3 young Spartan girls. The swan is depicted in front of her, which is unfortunately badly damaged. In the central panel, we have 2 scenes, one taking place on the sea and the other on land. Together, they illustrate a beauty contest between Cassiopeia and the Nereids, nymphs of the sea. Cassiopeia was the wife of Cepheus, king of Ethiopia, and famous for her beauty. In the scene on the sea, the Nereids, Thetis, Doris, and Galatea, the 3 most beautiful of Nereus's 50 daughters, deity of sea, are competing with Cassiopeia in beauty. The winner of this contest is Cassiopeia, that we see here crowned by Croesus, the personification of judgment. Aeon, the rightful judge, the god of eternal time, who gave his name to this house, is in the middle. Zeus and Athena watch the contest from above, while the Nereids are transported into the depths of the sea by Bythos and Pontos. All deities have nimbuses around the head. This story is rarely depicted. Only 2 other representations have been discovered, both of them in Syria. Bottom right, we have the punishment of Marsyas by god Apollo. Marsyas was a satyr who played flute so well that he was boasting being even better than god Apollo, god of music and patron of the muses. Apollo, angered by the impertinence of Marsyas, challenged him to a contest between them, with muses as judges. Apollo was declared as the winner of the contest, who punished his opponent by condemning him to death. On the panel, we see the god condemning his opponent, while Marsyas is brought by 2 Scythians in order to be flayed alive. Plane is depicted next to Apollo as the personification of the errant mind of Marsyas, while Olympus, pupil of Marsyas, leans on God's legs, imploring him to be merciful. The last panel, bottom left, depicts the triumph of Dionysus in a completely different way than we have seen in the House of Dionysus. Here we have a religious procession. Dionysus rides upon a cart driven by two centaurs. At the front there is a maenad, one of God's followers, and next to her a small satyr holding a tray with fruits. Trophius, the tutor of Dionysus, mounted on a mule, and a girl carrying a basket on her head followed them. The central part of the panel is unfortunately badly damaged. Only the torch of the torchbearer and the crossed legs of the god are preserved. In contradiction to the procession in the House of Dionysus, here we do not have any menad in ecstasy, nor drunken satyrs, but a serious religious procession. In combination with the first panel, where we have the Epiphany of Dionysus, we see that a new character is being given to this god, who previously was considered as the god of fun and joy. He is a wise god, who is represented as the saviour, bringing a new order to the world. Indeed, the music contest between Apollo and Marsyas, as well as the beauty contest between Cassiopeia and Nereids, show this competition between the old and the new order. The mosaics were made in Cyprus at the beginning of the 4th century AD, with the support of pagan aristocracy, in a period that Christianity starts, henceforth being spread on the island. These representations appear to challenge the moral of Christianity, hoping that the old pagan religion will prevail the new, which expands threateningly. The tour in the archaeological park of Paphos is completed with this impressive mosaic floor.